This Taco Tuesday!
Taco Tuesday!
It's Taco Tuesday!
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Kansas City, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but it's high. Y'all get over it. You're being warned of a winter storm that could bring around 3 inches of snow accumulation and create hazardous road conditions for the Wednesday morning commute. That's according to the National Weather Service in Kansas City. A large winter storm system is predicted to pass just south of KC beginning later on this evening. That will leave behind some snow accumulations in our area. Now, the largest local snow is expected to hit parts of the metro south and east of Kansas City, primarily along the I-44 corridor. A winter weather advisory was issued and is set to begin 6 p.m. later on this evening and last until noon tomorrow. And for the Kansas City area, a mixture of snow and rainfall was possible around 9 p.m. tonight. And by midnight, the Weather Service predicts snow will fall and continue until noon tomorrow, when the system will likely pass out of the immediate area. So, KC, you've been warned. You know what to do. Get to the store. Get your groceries ready. You ain't got to put chains on your tires or none of that, but just prepare yourselves for the weather we are about to get.
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity guts.
The morning.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
6:23 today. Look for highs in the mid-40s. Right now, you're clear and cool. 25 in Grandview.
Kind of surreal because I was on Saturday Night Live with her 1,000 years ago, and I'm a huge fan of the Seinfeld show. I watch Seinfeld every night before I go to bed. I watch 2 episodes of Seinfeld, and then it's lights out.
That was Eddie Murphy, who is starring in the new Netflix rom-com You People, a movie that I am excited to see. But who knew that Eddie Murphy watches Seinfeld every single night before he goes to sleep? I'm a routine person, and I like to watch stuff before I go to sleep. Right now, it's just a random movie. But I used to watch The People versus O.J. Simpson every single night before I went to sleep. At least 2 episodes. You know, them things is at least, you know, 50 minutes to an hour. I'm wondering what y'all be watching before y'all go to sleep.
How you doing?
In a new podcast interview, Steve Harvey recalls being homeless for 3 years, but never gave up on his plan to be a comedian.
For starters, I didn't have a plan B. I never believed in a plan B. Everybody that I know that has a plan B has had to use it. I never had the plan B. This was it. And it was many days I felt like giving up. You know, I'm human, you know. There was a lot of days I didn't think I was going to make it. There was a lot of days I said, man, this ain't the best idea. But I ain't have another one.
You know, I heard Kobe Bryant once say almost that exact same thing about not having a plan B. And the thought is to just go extra hard, be consistent, be persistent, and give it your all in whatever you're doing. And eventually you'll succeed. Hard work beats talent that doesn't work hard every day of the week, twice on Sunday.
You ain't lying, bro.
Dr. Ish Major is getting down to the root of some of the childhood traumas that have affected Krishan Rock on a new episode of her reality show with Blueface called Crazy in Love. Here's Krishan giving details about some of the things her father did to her while growing up.
He was abusive to who?
My mother and my sisters.
Like how? What would he do? Like yell, fight, hit?
No, he would hit them, like slap them. Like my mother, he would go to the woods, tie her up and beat her up.
Wait.
He lined all my sisters up, went out back at me against the wall. He put me against the wall, and I ain't do nothing with them. Like, I'm young as I don't know what's going on. So they're getting lined up on the wall, and I'll be right with them.
He would slap y'all.
Well, yeah, but he make sure he slap one on each cheek. He'd get to me and be like, so Krishan. And he'd jack me up, and I'd just be scared already.
You were a kid, though.
Yeah, but...
Let me ask you a question.
What?
You ever have any days where you feel like it's just kind of an empty feeling on the inside? You ever had a day like that?
No, it's days when you like just sleep in all day and you like it hurts so much you don't want to move.
Haters better get on your job. Tell them haters get on your job. Motivate, sucker can't make me suffer. Just make me stronger and make me tough.
Visualize what you intend to do. But don't let the visualization be a substitute for the doing. It's important to plan before you act. Yet if you have to choose between planning and action, you're better off choosing action. The intentions that have the most valuable impact are not the ones endlessly honed to perfection. They're the ones you actually carry out. Spend a little bit of time thinking about what will work. then spend a lot more time discovering what actually does work and what doesn't. As perfectly effective as they are in your imagination, conceptual efforts don't accomplish anything. To get things done, you must perform actual efforts in the difficult and imperfect domain of reality. Go beyond just thinking about it, talking about it, imagining it, and planning it. Now it's time to step forward and get it done. Growth looks good on you. That's today's Morning Grind Motivational Minute on Hot 103 Jams.
It sucks. Wake up, classmates. It's time for school. It's the Morning Grind.
Shut up, Brian.
Getting ready when you still sleep. Alarm going off around 7 in the morning and I'm up. I just got my foot inside the door and now it's stuck. And you could be whoever long as you ain't giving up. Hey. Getting ready when you still sleep. It never takes long when I'm outside waiting on the bus. Shout out to the kids cause I'm doing it for us. So I'ma tell them having good grades is a must. Max sauce, I'm the line leader of the classroom. I get requested like a pass to the bathroom. See my future microscope from a live room. Ay, don't think cause I'm a rapper, I'll be trash soon. Oh yeah, I be with my friends and we all smart. You got the drop, go for it like a golf park. Math test, knock it out like a ballpark. I'm from Kansas City, it ain't Target over Walmart. Teacher told me that we learning for our benefits. I'm getting notes here and I ain't playing instruments. Same class 5 days, I'm attending it. Ay, and it don't really matter who I'm sitting with. Gotta study for a quiz. Teacher giving work for where I live. You didn't pay attention, made it harder than it is. So you figured you gon' copy off of everything I did. Gone, gone. Getting ready when you still sleep. Alarm going off around 7 in the morning and I'm up. I just got my foot inside the door and now it's stuck. And you could be whoever long as you ain't giving up. Hey. Getting ready when you still sleep. It never takes long when I'm outside waiting on the bus. Shout out to the kids cause I'm doing it for us. So I'ma tell them having good grades is a must.
Hot 103 Jams, Kansas City's number one for hip-hop and R&B. Thank you for joining the Morning Grind. We appreciate love, y'all. Max Sauce holding the town down per usual. 653, look for highs to reach the mid-40s today. It'll be cloudy a little later on. Right now, you're clear and cool to 28 in Lee Summit. We got your shot to get registered for a chance at $1,000 and some cold, hard cash coming up next hour. Plus, Stacey Shaw, she knows the law. She'll join the Morning Grind and give you some free legal advice. Can't get that nowhere else except right here on the Morning Grind, Hot 103 Jams.
You know what it is. It's Taco Tuesday.
You're listening to the best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
This morning, Kansas City, some parents at Bishop Me Age are waking up to a horrible text message. As Bishop Me Age administrators were notified of a social media post with pictures and threatening messages, the police were notified, took action, and the police will be in the building today at Bishop Me Age. As they say, the safety of the students is a priority. Now, I'm looking at the alleged pictures and videos that the administrators have found, and one of them I take personally with a threatening message to black kids, which involves, the message involves a gun and saying cotton pickers, excuse me. And then the other imagery I see on a pic is depicting the Holocaust with a swastika on his face. And once again, this is for Bishop Me Age and the parents and the kids that are going to that school. Man, look, these threats, any threat that you put out, man, everybody, like, people are going to take this seriously, especially with people with kids that go to the school. There has to be a zero tolerance for this. Zero tolerance, especially what's going on across the country with these mass shootings that's popping up here recently now. It's been like 3 or 4 in the past 3 days, including two in California. Speechless this morning, man. All my parents at Bishop Me Age, I'll keep y'all updated As soon as I get more details.
If you need legal advice about child custody and support, auto accidents, traffic tickets, DWIs, or license reinstatement, Stacy Shaw knows the law with the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
It is always good to have a lawyer in the family. Stacy Shaw, she knows the law. Good morning, cousin Stacy. What you got for us this morning?
Today we're going to be going over commonly asked questions about definitions. So I'm going to go over three things that you may have heard in court, but you don't understand what it is. First thing is offer. That is when a prosecutor offers a specific term of punishment in exchange for a guilty plea. For example, if you get a speeding ticket, if you have a lawyer in Missouri, the prosecutor will offer you a $225 fine in exchange for your plea to an amended charge. So that is an offer. It is a plea offer. The second thing is an amendment. That is when you change the original charge to a more favorable charge that carries less severe penalty. For example, that same speeding ticket that would result in points if you pled guilty to the speeding ticket would then be amended or changed by the prosecutor to a defective muffler charge that does not result in points. Okay? So, and then when you plead guilty in front of the judge, you're actually pleading guilty to a defective muffler charge, so you don't get points. So that's an amendment. The last thing is points. This is a system that is created and maintained by the Department of Revenue, and it's usually in some way in every state, but is a system of penalties when you plead guilty to moving violations. And so every moving violation is assigned a certain number of points. Once you accumulate so many points or so many convictions, then you could get your license suspended or revoked. That's why it's super important, even if you're handling something as simple as a traffic ticket. Oh, I'm just going to pay it. Well, you pay too many, you're not going to have a license. And so make sure you contact a lawyer to understand what the consequences are for you just paying tickets without the benefit of a lawyer. These are just some of the questions that people ask all the time in my inbox. For some reason, I've had friends for years that still don't know about this stuff, so I did the show today. And so you can always call me at 816-359-1877. You can find me online at stacyshawlaw.com and on all social media at Stacy Shaw Law. Now, I've been talking about this piece on Tuesdays and show love on Tuesdays, but I got something on my heart. Social media bullying is a real thing. We've had yet another school shooting. We have a culture of violence in America. That is disgusting. If you are a part of social media bullying, and I'm someone that's bullied on social media all the time, and I know that it affects my mental health. And so, as you know, I'm a protester, I'm an activist, I'm all of that. So if it affects me, just think of how it's affecting somebody that may be having the worst day in their life. So don't you add to that. Let's focus on checking ourselves, checking our character, and let's be better in the year of our Lord 2023. So until next time, good luck and God bless.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Of course, everybody's eyes and ears and everything else is on Patrick Mahomes' ankle to see if he's going to be good for the AFC Championship. And other eyes and ears and other things are on your pockets because the ticket prices for the AFC Championship game could be the most expensive ever. All right, getting a seat inside GEHA Field, it ain't going to be easy. It's going to cost a lot of money. The cheapest tickets are selling for just under $400, including taxes and fees. And the most expensive tickets are in the thousands of the dollars. And the Chiefs put up more tickets up for sale yesterday morning. The hype around the Super Bowl, the rematch, Burrow versus Mahomes, the beginning of a rivalry. Oh, yeah. I can definitely see why it's cost a lot of money. Matter of fact, I had some in-laws hit me up yesterday asking about ticket prices, see if they won't come on down. And what y'all think I told them? Do y'all think I want extra Bengals fans in Arrowhead Stadium? No, I don't. But I will say, I might have to put a little overage on that just so I can get me a couple more seats or something.
Shut up, Brian.
Now it's time for the Shade.
Drop it. Come up in the spot.
All your hip-hop news.
Let's go.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
722 today. Look for highs in the mid-40s. Right now, though, you are clear and cool at 27 in Grandview. A Norwegian activist group, the Trans Cultural Mindfulness Alliance, called for Aretha Franklin's 1968 hit song, You Make Me Feel Like a Natural Woman, to be removed from music services, saying that the song, quote, perpetuates multiple harmful anti-trans stereotypes. There is no such thing as a natural woman, end quote. What?
What? And you got to be kidding me.
It was later revealed that the Trans Cultural Mindfulness Alliance is a parody account that, while founded by trans individuals promoting cultural changes, was making a joke. See, man, you can't play around, because I actually thought this was a real thing. It's funny nonetheless. It is now that we know that it's a joke. But in this day and age, I thought that was a legit threat. Beyonce is being criticized for her $35 million performance in Dubai amid their anti-LGBTQ policies. Beyonce performed at the unofficial opening of Atlantis the Royale. Reports say that in a Middle Eastern country, a person who identifies as LGBTQ+ can face legal troubles for their sexual orientation. For all my movie heads, Variety reports that the movie Air, directed by Ben Affleck, is set to hit theaters on April 5th. This film is about the partnership between Nike and Michael Jordan, and it is the first movie produced by Affleck and Matt Damon's new production company, Artist Equity. And Variety is also reporting that there will be, in fact, a Girls Trip 2 featuring the original cast. Tracy Oliver, who co-wrote the first film, added that they're looking to set it in Ghana. Taking a girls trip back to the motherland? I ain't mad at it.
Catch me outside. How about that?
Tom Brady is tired of people asking him whether he'll retire from football during the offseason.
Tom, you're leaving everybody guessing. You said you'll take your time. Do you have any type of a timetable as to what you might want to do regarding your football career?
Jim, if I knew what I was going to do, I'd have already done it. Okay? I'm taking it a day at a time.
I sense you're antagonized by the question.
The scratching.
It's only the question scratching that everybody wants to hear.
You're scratching.
Damn, I'm surprised he's talking to Jim Gray like that. Like, Jim Gray is one of the most respected journalists in the past 30, 40 years. And they homies, too. They probably planned that before he said that, though. Whatever the case may be, Tom Brady, we're tired of you, and we're ready for you to go.
We got
to
get up and go at least one more round.
Well, now that that is taken care of, it is time for birthday announcements.
It's time to say happy birthday to those humorous, innovative, idealistic, and independent Aquarius. Happy birthday, y'all.
Hey, who birthday? Put your hand up.
Instagram star Jay Versace turns 25. Reality star Kenya Moore. Today is her 52nd birthday. Actor Ed Helms turns 49 today. Singer Neil Diamond. Today is his 82nd birthday. And Tatiana Ali. Today is her 44th birthday. Let's take it to the crib to wish some of our fam and KC some happy birthdays. Loopy Gardner and Shauna Jaquise, happy birthday. Kara Marie and Tyda Hall, happy birthday. Michael Conway, Gregory Dortez Wilson, happy birthday. Plus, happy birthday to Michelle Henry. And a special, special happy birthday to my dog, my brother, Playmaker. Two shots in your voice. Happy birthday, Playmaker, and everybody else born on January 24th. Turn up, Aquarius. It's y'all time to celebrate.
Happy birthday. Put your hand up.
We're making winners sound good.
Anything I'ma do it good.
Time to find out who our latest winner is with That's My Jam.
It's time to jam.
The Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jam.
Good morning. Who is this?
Good morning. This is Kimberly.
Hey, Kimberly, you had yourself a good night's rest. I could tell.
Okay, I'm up in any.
That's what's up. All right, here we go. Finish these lyrics.
Can we get a kick it tonight? Got so many things on my mind. Oh, do you love me, die? Hey, can you get a friggin' with me?
Hey! Yeah, you better sing it. I love it. I love it. You're going to the Marvel Studios Black Panther in concert with the Kansas City Symphony opening night. That's going down tomorrow. And you know what? You got qualified for a chance to get $1,000 in some cold hard cash. That check is getting cut this Friday during the Playmaker Show, all right?
All right now. Thank you.
You're welcome. You better tell them what morning show is getting you up every single day.
The Morning Grind, Top 103 Jam. And don't forget to slam that Z.
Outstanding.
Listen now for your chance to win $1,000.
$1,000 in cold cash.
The money's so real.
Dropping a stack.
Money stack, stack high, bro.
Here we go. Hot 103.
Making that real money.
This Taco Tuesday. It's Taco Tuesday.
You're listening to the best of the morning glow on Hot 103 Jams.